Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome to the Press Box. This is the third time we're trying this intro. I'm Tyler Sear, joined by Aaron Zerfus, Josh McGrath-Sega, and Greg Avgaropoulos. That's right, we've got all four hosts in the studio today.
Did it!
Yeah, how is everybody feeling?
Good.
Yeah, man, I am happy that we're all here. It's nice. I know last week me and Ty held it down, but it's going to be nice to have the four of us back in the room together.
Mm-hmm. Greg?
Think y'all covered it. I think that's all we needed to say.
All right, well, we're going to get right into it, and we're going to start off with the NFL. Once again, we've been doing that for the last couple weeks, and it seems to be working fantastic. So, Greg, where are we starting here?
We can start with the conference champions, or we can start with Tom Brady. What do you fellas want to start with today?
We'll start with the conference champions.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about Tom Brady yet.
Okie doke. Well, over the weekend, we had the AFC Championship and the NFC Championship. We had the Bengals going to Kansas City to face the Chiefs, number 2 seed against number 4 seed. And last week, the Bengals, big win over the Titans. They allowed 9 sacks. That ties the playoff record, but they still ended up winning the game. And then the Chiefs ended up ended up beating the Bills in overtime last week, and that was not fun for me. But yeah, that was one of the best games in playoff history, so that was good. And yeah, so It was a good game. It looked like early that the Chiefs were just going to blow the Bengals out of the water. And then the Bengals ended up making some wizardry adjustments at halftime and only ended up giving up 3 points the whole half, which they did that, of course, in week 10 when they versed each other during the season. The Chiefs were kind of blowing them out, and then out of the half only allowed 3 points. So that's the second time they've done that the whole season.
And it's not like it was a massive adjustment. It just changed the way they played D.
That's what I mean. It was an adjustment.
They went from zone to man, right? Yeah, that was about.
They went from rushing 4 guys or 5 guys every play to rushing 3, and then they were just covering. And Mahomes wasn't patient enough. They didn't want to run the ball. Which, if they ran the ball, they probably would have won the game. But they didn't want to run the ball, so it was kind of on them. Mahomes didn't play good at all. That was probably one of the worst games of his career. So that was not good. And yeah, then the Bengals played really well. Played really good defense second half. Joe Burrow played really well in the second half.
Pulled through, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, it went to overtime. Chiefs won the coin toss. That got some PTSD from that. And
there was a funny tweet on Twitter from Josh Allen that just read pain.
Yeah, because last week, if you guys didn't know, the Chiefs won the toss, and Josh Allen called tails, and it was heads. And this time, the Bengals called heads, and it was tails. And then Josh Allen with a nice tweet that just said pain. I think it has like 500,000 likes right now, so. Yeah, that was something. it was a pretty good tweet. And yeah, so that was a good game. I don't know if me and Tyler we watched that game together, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Ryan Greg was lost just, in the mail.
Greg was standing there and just started freaking out at the end of the game.
I was in shock.
That should have been us.
Yeah, it should have been us.
Yeah, so.
But no, I was just in shock that the Bengals lost, to be honest. Like, I was just like, I looked at the Bengals TV won for about 20 minutes, just blank stared at the TV, and I was just in shock.
You mean the Chiefs lost?
No, when the Chiefs lost, I was just in shock.
Yeah, it was definitely shocking. I mean,
safe to say, Joey's cold.
Oh man, this guy walked in with a diamond chain, some sunglasses, and a fur coat.
As soon as I saw the way he walked in, shouldn't have picked against him, to be honest. I saw that and I was like, "There's no way he's losing this game."
No, like you saw it and you were like, "And this guy has balls of steel. Nice, that's great." So,
can we say that on the air?
Yeah, we can say that on here.
We're fine.
There has been a little bit of controversy around CKDJ so far in the last couple days.
Yeah, we're not going to get into that.
No, we're not going to get into it.
Stick to sports,
boys. So stay away from politics. So, So, all right, on to the NFC game.
Yeah, the NFC game. the Rams were – oh, sorry. My mind's going blank right now. The Niners were visiting the Rams.
Didn't really seem like it, to be honest. Yeah.
No, it was a Niners home game in Los Angeles because, as we know, I said this to Tyler a million times that day. The Rams don't have fans, so there's that. But, I mean, they have one of the best teams in the NFL, but they don't have fans because it's Los Angeles. The Chargers don't have fans either. It's just a Los Angeles thing.
And I kind of get it because, like, I follow the Rams. I mean, I kind of had to pick a team at the beginning of the year, and I wouldn't consider myself a fan, you know what I mean? Like, I just follow them. I'm not going
to
get their
jerseys.
Well,
you're not going to go to any L.A.
exactly,
games
so
regardless.
It's like, exactly, so it's like...
It's kind of far.
There's one fan that didn't make the game. Yeah. Where's the rest?
Exactly.
So, I don't know. But it's the same with the Chargers, too, eh?
Yeah, they don't have fans either. It's just Los Angeles thing.
L.A., like...
Yeah.
Too many teams.
Yeah, they
should have two teams in one spot. I don't think. I don't like when leagues
three,
do that,
technically. San Fran is only like an hour drive from LA.
I mean, San Fran actually, like, they've been around for way longer. Like, they have a lot of fans.
And the Chargers didn't even move that far. They came from San Diego.
Yeah.
And they play in the same stadium, too, as the Rams.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Weird.
Yeah. But getting back, we kind of went off track a little bit. So, the Niners ended up. I picked the Niners to win just because they just. Kyle Shanahan is undefeated against Sean McVay, which is the Rams' coach. And, the Rams kind of looked like they had control over the game. They had the ball for about 10 more minutes at halftime, and they were still losing at halftime. So I'm like, yeah, if they're not going to be up at halftime when they have had the ball for 10 more minutes, there's no way they're going to win the game. Wrong. Jimmy Garoppolo did the thing where I tell Josh and Tyler this all the time. He does these things where he has these tendencies to throw the ball, and you're like, what the heck was that? Like, what did I just witness? And he did it about four times in that game.
Yep.
And
me and Greg like to call it the WTF throw from Jimmy Garoppolo.
We had a WTF counter throw. The counter got up to about four of throws.
I think it eventually hit five.
It could have been borderline five. It could have been. I mean, it really could have been double digits if we would just stop counting at that point. But Matthew Stafford is first year on the Rams. The Rams traded few first round picks and stuff for him, and people were like, "Well, and the Rams don't have any first round picks for the next 3 years now because they traded traded for Von Miller, traded for Jalen Ramsey, traded for Matt Stafford." And this goes to show, picks don't matter if you just trade for superstars, because that's what the Rams did. Traded for Matt Stafford. He was kind of deteriorating in Detroit for years because the franchise was so bad. But now that he's got his chance to be in a good team, and now he's going to the Super Bowl for the first time in his career, and he's about 32 now. So. Good for him. So it was a fun weekend. And, yeah, that's pretty much...
I think if the Rams win the Super Bowl, it's a good example of a team, like you said, actually succeeding at getting rid of all their picks and then...
You don't need picks if you trade for guys like that.
Like, I guess Vegas would be a bad example of that because they've got the Golden Knights there. It's kind of like years of salary cap trouble coming their way.
Yeah, it's starting now.
It's already now.
As soon as Eichel gets back, it's bye-bye Marchessault or something.
Yeah,
so.
They've traded away all their prospects. They have like barely any picks. It's pretty excessive down there. They've really sort of destroyed the organization in 3 years already. So,
but if they win a cup?
Not if they win the cup. And you know, they went to the cup and they had a taste of it.
They haven't won one yet, though.
Nope. They had a taste of it. Okay. I think they just really, really want it, and I don't think they care how they're going to get it. So we'll see. The Super Bowl is slated for February 13th. That's in 2 weeks from now. We're not going to talk about the Super Bowl today.
That's next week.
But let's get into Tom Brady.
Next week issue.
Tom Brady officially announced he retired from the NFL after 22 seasons.
Official this time?
It's official. This came right off his Instagram. He made a nice long post about it. I know Greg's happy about it.
I don't like it, but we can give him a clap for that. Congrats, Tom.
I have hockey cards in my hand. Sorry.
He is actually probably the greatest quarterback to ever play.
No, he is.
Greatest football player
debate.
To ever play.
Hate to admit it.
You know, seven titles, ten trips to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Trust me. I was on the receiving end of a lot of spankings from him for 20 years.
Exactly.
More than I've been alive.
So, yeah, you know, kind of crazy to think that like that generation of quarterbacks are officially all out. We were just talking about that before the show. Phillip Rivers, Drew Brees, all those guys gone.
All the old quarterbacks.
Well, you still got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's up in the air. He's up in the air. We don't even know what he's going to do
after this year. He might
just join all
of
his boys. Yeah. Just go play golf.
It's a new era of quarterbacks now.
Aaron
fellas.
Loves playing golf, eh?
He does, yeah.
Tom and Aaron.
Yeah, they did the match together.
Yeah, so. With Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods, no?
No, it was with Bryson, I thought.
No, I think actually one was with Rory. No, but that's besides the point.
It was Bryson. Anyways, yeah. Sad to see him go, to be honest.
I'm not.
He's always super fun to watch play. He's had some electrifying games where he's just down.
It's just going to be weird without him in that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree. Even though I hate him so much. Or I don't hate anybody. I strongly dislike him.
Yeah, hate's a strong word, Greg.
I hate a strong word. This. Sorry about that. That was a little strong. But, yeah, obviously, been in the league for so long. It's like, it's going to be weird seeing an NFL without Tom Brady in it, and especially with all these older quarterbacks retiring now, and Aaron might retire too soon. Like, it's just weird. Like, it's just like it's a new era now. Like Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Herbert, all these new guys. It's like they're like the next era. Like we're moving on from like a new era now, which is it feels pretty unreal because we've had those guys in our lives for now my whole life because I'm still young, but I've seen those guys play like the back half of their careers, and yeah.
You know what's crazy? He didn't even say any thanks to the Patriots organization or Belichick in his goodbye.
No, he did afterwards, and it's like he made like a tweet afterward because I think he's like, oh, I forgot. Yeah, I kind of should thank the fans, and then he did afterwards. Yeah,
like, sorry, I have too many people to thank. Go away.
No, but when I was reading his post, it was like literally all at the Bucs organization. I'm like, dude, you've been there for 2 years, and like the only reason you guys got the Super Bowl is because of you. If he was not in Tampa,
they
would have done nothing.
Now. They're going to stink now.
Like, that's what I mean. They're going to be
like,
brutal.
I kind of feel bad. I mean, they don't have fans either. Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay doesn't have fans. But
who lives in Florida?
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay doesn't have fans. So
I mean, Florida is very popular.
Yeah, but they don't have fans. Tampa Bay isn't like a. Like, before Tom Brady came, they had no fans.
Yeah,
at all.
I don't get how, you know, the Lightning has succeeded at getting fans, but, you know. And even
when they don't have fans either. I mean, they don't even have fans like that either. Like, when they won the cup last year, it wasn't like that big of an ovation. Like, they've never had fans. Like, obviously, they do more now.
It's just not a sports place. It's a Disneyland place. It's not for kids.
Disneyland, bro. It's just party.
Gators and parties, yeah. FSU, yeah. Florida State University. Yeah. The Gators. Nobody watches college sports. Let's be honest here. No,
I watch the national championship every year, but that's pretty much it. I don't watch any of
No, but in the States, their colleges actually get more fans usually than the professional teams. It's
oh,
kind of crazy.
Well, yeah, it's like, oh, let's all go drink. It's like the Panda game here in Ottawa. That gets packed.
Yeah, because
Aaron, do you know what the Panda game here in Ottawa is?
Carlton. Yeah, that's where people flip cars.
And yeah, exactly. See, Aaron knows it.
The mayors all clutch their pearls. And
well,
say,
that's
we
only been happening
anymore.
For the last, like, 2 years, but... The Panda game is just a football game between the two schools, and yes, that's what it's come to. It's not even a football game anymore. It's just go drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason it goes, because it's an excuse for the students to go drink. But, like, in the States, like, you get, like, 60-year-olds going to do the tailgates to go to these college football games. It's insane.
I got called a lightweight at a tailgate for Clemson by someone's mom. I was sipping a beer. I was still drinking.
All right, then. Anyways. Well... We're going to throw it to a break, and when we come back, we are going to talk about the National Hockey League, as well as a little bit about the NBA, and then we've got a very interesting hot topic for you this week. I'm pretty sure this one's going to get a little heated, so we'll see.
Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9. The Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box. I'm Tyler Sear, joined by Aaron Zervis, Greg Avgaropoulos, and Josh McGrath saying, gosh, it is hard saying all four of your names. I'm so not used to it.
Three. Don't say it. You don't have to.
Three names.
Anyway, Aaron, we're going to get into some National Hockey League business.
Yeah, so this past week saw Evander Kane finally make his way back into the NHL after being suspended for providing a fake vaccination card to San Jose at the start of the year. Then he went down to the AHL to kind of find his game a bit, and then he got cut from the San Jose organization for, again, crossing into Canada when he had a positive COVID test. Yada, yada, a lot of stuff. But now he's back in Edmonton and signed a cheap one-year deal to finish out the season. Edmonton responds by wiping the floor of Montreal, but everybody wipes the floor of Montreal. They're the worst team in the league. And then,
thank God.
He's
true.
Back in the league. He's making plays, and he's playing alongside Connor McDavid. You know, nobody can deny the skill of Kane, but if you watch his interviews explaining his things, he just rubs me the wrong way.
He also has no money now.
There's just something about him that, like, it makes you feel
it's
off.
Like a sociopath.
Yeah.
I thought presenting a fake vaccine passport was like a federal crime.
It is.
Not if you're rich. I don't know.
I guess so.
And you know how many,
do
you know how many potential federal crimes he could have committed?
Well, he did commit if he presented a fake vaccine passport, because that's a federal document.
Well, that's the only one he's, it's been proven that he's committed. But you know how many that haven't been proven? There's like six or seven of them.
Like, I don't want to know.
The whole story of the Evander Kane, I think. I don't know. I feel a little bit bad for him because all the allegations there were dropped at one point. So it means technically they weren't true. So I do kind of feel bad for him, but at the same time.
That's not always true, though. Just because they're dropped doesn't mean.
No, I get it.
Like, but who knows? You could have paid him off with the no money he has, but.
Yeah.
That's why he has no money.
Yeah, exactly.
The gambling, that was for sure. He did that.
Yeah, he was betting on games and stuff. So.
Yeah.
The bankruptcy, that happened. I mean, like, I don't know. There's just something about him. And I completely agree with you, Aaron.
Do you think good pickup for the Oilers?
No, I don't. I watched that game. He turned the puck over 9 times in the first period. So, no. No, I don't. I think it's exactly what they... Yeah, but he tipped it. He tipped it.
Yeah, that's okay.
He's sitting in front of the net. But the point is, I don't think that's what they needed. Yeah. They need goaltending.
That is true.
You're not incorrect.
Duncan Keith, yes, he's their whatever top defenseman. So bad, he's terrible.
I said this like 2 weeks ago.
Well,
and you said I was
crazy. I really think I said Edmonton
he was okay
because
he was
big...
playing okay at the time. Oh, go ahead, Aaron. Sorry.
No. I was just gonna say Edmonton has a pretty big like attitude issue. Like Leon Draisaitl getting pissy
with
the reporter.
That interview annoyed me.
You know, and
McDavid being stuck up all the time.
McDavid's a little hockey robot.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's why they brought in Duncan Keith was to try to, you know, provide that spark. But now you bring in Evander Kane, and it's like that's just going to tank the team even more.
I will say it does kind of feel like the old 2010 Chicago Blackhawks. There was like fighting at practices with that team, and then they went on to win the Stanley Cup. So.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, with the National Hockey League, it's kind
of things going on with that team.
Yeah, I mean, in the National Hockey League, it's always hard to tell, you know, what you're sort of looking at in the first half of the season. I mean, they haven't even hit their halfway mark. The Oilers, they've played 41 games, 22-16. They were on that stretch where I think they lost something like 16 games.
They're still on that stretch, aren't they?
No, they've won. They've won 5 in a row now.
Oh yeah.
Actually, they've won 3 in a row. Looks like. They're 4-4-2 in their last 10. They lost an OT. To us yesterday, but before that, they had won 4 in a row.
Okay.
So, and by us, I mean the Ottawa Senators.
Had to say the name once.
Just, I just, no, I.
We
I just
are
say,
not associated yeah, not, with the Ottawa yeah. Senators.
No. I'm it just saying that we. Once. I'm saying that once because we've got like 5 different fans in here. So, yeah.
Ty, where are you getting these numbers from, man?
Man, it's
3, 4, 5.
I'm
next year, you're like the 6 of us. Like, I'm confused, bro. You're gonna start making up names for your imaginary friends.
We're all gonna have different accents.
Look at Greg.
I'm trying to defer what just happened. To be honest,
whatever. I'm sorry. Okay, it's been a long day, Aaron.
Continuing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, halfway. Yeah, through the season.
Pretty much halfway.
You know, teams are kind of set, especially in the East. Like, the playoff bracket has been guaranteed, like,
yeah,
for months. Greg, you know, you're a Toronto fan.
Unfortunately.
Not much of a chance to get first place in the Atlantic, though it's possible.
Yeah, because we play in one of the hardest divisions. It's not
you
fair.
Got, yeah. And, you know, going up with a first-round matchup, either Tampa or Florida, you know, hopefully not Boston for your sake.
I want to face Boston. Give me Boston again just so I can get my heart broken again.
What of those teams are you, like, most looking forward? Like, what team do you think would be the best chance for the Leafs to make it out of round
one? Oh, I'd rather versus Florida only because they also haven't won a playoff round since 1996. Like, they it's been longer for them than us. So whoever wins that round gets the monkey off their back. They finally win a playoff round. So
there we go. But didn't they win the Stanley Cup in 96?
Yeah, and then what have they done since? They won a round since, though.
That's true. All right. A question for you, Greg. Do you like where you're sitting in the standings right now in terms of conference, that the number six spot?
I mean, we have like one of the best records in the league, but we're only that low because of just all these other teams in our division that are just crazy. And we have like, how many points do we have? We have a lot. We're on pace for like 118 or something like that, which which is like the most in our franchise history. So that'd be pretty cool.
Third in your division.
Yeah, which sucks, which is honestly annoying, but yeah, you know. Man, this is like Florida. The best team the Leafs have had in a long time.
Florida though, at the top there. Man, jeez. They just...
Give me Florida. I don't
absolute
care.
Crank house of a hockey team.
Even if I'm scoring 8 goals a game or whatever it was in January.
Gosh.
And Huberdeau's really played well this year, too.
Hoobie-doobie-doo.
And they don't even have they have an interim head coach right now. They have for like...
Brunette. Brunette's legit.
Is he?
Love him in Minnesota. I'm biased.
Minnesota legend.
And then Patrick Roy's career.
But they lost their head coach. Like they lost their head coach. And yeah.
Don't upset the French people.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No. I mean, I want to look at the other conference. Josh, how do you feel about the LA Kings being seventh right there?
Dude, I'm happy. We had a brutal start to the season, so I'm happy that we're sitting in the playoff spot.
Yeah, they're actually not bad.
We need to drop one spot, though, and it's a guaranteed Stanley Cup for us, so it doesn't matter.
How does it feel having your very close rivals, Anaheim, one step ahead of you?
I mean, way she goes, man. I'm just happy we're making the playoffs, you know, unlike the Sens.
I knew that was coming.
Ow. 4 years of unparalleled success for LA, baby.
Ow.
Add 5.
Ow.
5
wait,
now.
Wait, wait. Have you hit the final step of your 1,000-step process?
Are you really comparing Ottawa's rebuild to LA's?
We're only there. We're only on step like 5.
1,000. Only.
Don't we also have like 2 cups in the last like 10 years and Ottawa has like maybe 2 playoff appearances?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, in the last 10 years?
In the last 10, it's 4.
We've been to the playoffs 3 times in the last 10 years.
Well, we got 2 cups, so.
Not the last 10 years. You got it. Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did.
Was it 11? 2011? 12?
I don't know. Remember
I don't know. Exactly. I don't care.
Go Kings, go. I'll say it.
I will ask this, though. I was asked this trick question the other day. I don't know any other trick questions. I'm sorry, it's a Sens question. The original Ottawa Senators still live in the National Hockey League to this day. The original team from like the 20s, right? What team is it? Let's see if you can. I'm sort of looking at Aaron here because Aaron is sort of the hockey mind out of all of us.
Not much of a historian.
They are in the Western Conference.
They are in the West. It's not Vegas. Take that one off. Easy peasy.
It's not Seattle.
Now you got to think about
Seattle.
It. Ottawa didn't relocate.
What does that mean? Did they merge?
The first team never relocated. It just changed leagues. So whatever team came into the National Hockey League from another league.
So it's like a merger?
Yeah.
Not.
A little bit of a hint, they're doing really good.
All right, I'll keep on top. Would it be Colorado?
Nope, that was my guess.
They came
from
Quebec, but yeah.
No, because they came from Quebec.
Yeah. It'd be really dumb if it was like Nashville or something, but that's pretty on brand for the NHL. I have no idea.
Isn't it St. Louis?
It is St. Louis.
Yeah.
It is St. Louis. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I read an article about this a while ago.
They merged into the league, the St. Louis Blues. I can't remember who they were before in the other league. I think they actually just were the St. Louis Blues.
Probably.
What was that?
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah, that used to be the Ottawa Senators. Believe it or not. I've been looking into to see if I can find any more trick questions like that, but sorry, guys. I only know the Sens one. But yeah, I thought that was real interesting, just because if there's one of them, there's got to be more of them, right?
You would think. The NHL was moving all over the place back in the day.
Well, so. Like, imagine the Wanderers. They were in the league for, like, a good 30 years. The Montreal Wanderers, there were two teams in Montreal for a long time. And they won, like, a good 10 cups. Like, it was just... So, all right, well...
Where did this conversation go?
Anyway,
I've been lost for, like, the last 3 minutes.
We're going to move on to the NBA. Josh, take us away.
All right, well, the NBA... Not too much has been happening over the last few weeks. I mean, the Brooklyn Nets have been kind of dropping the ball lately. They were sitting at the one seed. They're now in the sixth seed, only one game ahead of the Hornets, which is kind of crazy to think about because, you know, on paper, the Nets are significantly better than the Hornets. But Kevin Durant is out with a torn MCL, or mildly sprained, sorry. So he'll be back in a few weeks.
I got one question. When isn't Kevin Durant injured?
Well, I mean, he didn't get hurt for the first, like, 15 years of his career, and then he tore his ACL or his Achilles, and then from there it's kind of just been like a slippery slope with him. But it's more just them taking precautions because you do not want him to get another torn Achilles because then he'll be out for another season and a half.
Has he really been in the NBA for 15 years?
I think he's pushing 15, yeah. Oh. Dude, he got drafted at like age 18, like fresh out the womb pretty much. It was pretty crazy. And he's been dominant since.
The Sonics.
The Lakers, my Lakers, were garbage. Yeah. Garbage. Genie Bus, do something, please.
I mean, you're not that garbage. You're just sitting out of the
No, we're garbage. We're garbage, dude. Not? There's zero defense.
I mean, you're
We're going to be in the play-in, but like, we shouldn't be in the play-in, but we are.
You're behind the Clippers.
I know, that's terrible, because yeah, they have no Kawhi, no PG for this season.
That must make you feel so good.
No, it doesn't, because I've literally been seeing this for the last, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
Clippers just slightly better than us, and it just makes me depressed.
Which people, like, you wouldn't have thought. Like, you
I
wouldn't
mean,
think
no,
that.
It makes sense because, like, you know, a lot of NBA guys, they just want to have their own story, right? So as soon as you go to the Lakers, you're, like, tied into their history of, like, 50,000 years, right? All their championships, all that stuff. So you're always compared to other people. But when you go to the Clippers, they were literally garbage.
Yeah.
Up until they got Blake and all them. So, like, they're garbage for the most of their existence. They have no success in terms of a history. So it makes sense why people want to go to the Clippers, but it makes me sad to see that they're still better than us when no PG, no Kawhi, both out for the rest of the season.
How about the Chicago Bulls?
Bro, that team, I thought they were going to be a playoff team, but I did not think they're going to be the best team in the East.
Talk about an off-season win, eh?
Dude, getting Lonzo. I love Lonzo Ball. DeMar, I did not think he's going to have a MVP run at the season. It kind of makes me mad he's not in the top half of the MVP voting, but... Kind of makes sense. Like, every other night, it's him or Zach LaVine has 30 points.
Yeah, they've been bumping off.
Yeah, they have a really good roster overall, so I guess that makes sense why he's not. But I think he should be top five in MVP
as well as
for sure.
Bald Eagle. Is that his nickname?
Who?
His name's escaping me.
The GOAT?
Caruso. The GOAT?
Is that
what you're calling him? The GOAT?
Dude, that's what everyone calls him. He's the GOAT.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Really?
He called him the Bald Eagle.
The Bald Eagle, because he's bald.
I know. I get
that. I've heard that nickname. Whatever.
I'm just no. He's, people call him the GOAT, man.
That
guy's
more of an insult.
More of an insult.
What? Bald Eagle sounds like more of an insult than like a nickname.
Oh, Alex Caruso, who's never listening to our show. I'm sorry.
The Hawks were on a hot streak until they lost recently, but they had like 7 or 8 games in a row. Trae Young's been playing super well. The Celtics are getting things back on track, which I know a lot of people hate on that team. I think they're still pretty decent. They have to make some sort of move at the offseason or in the deadline, so we'll see what happens there.
What about the Cavs?
The Raptors
Dude,
are just
the Cavs
barely
is the biggest shock this season.
For sure.
These guys are like
one of the worst teams in the league last year.
One, they're like they're going against all the rules in today's NBA. They're going like tall. They have like an average lineup of like 7 foot, like their whole starting lineup. It's like Mobley, Markkanen, Jared Allen, and then they go Darius Garland, who's an undersized guard, and then it was Rubio, but now I think it's Rondo starting. Maybe it's Isaac Okoro.
They're 31-20.
Dude, they are good. Like, they're insane. Evan Mobley's a beast.
He is really good.
I don't know how he's getting comparisons to Tim Duncan because he does not play anything like Tim Duncan, but he's really good at basketball. And
Memphis,
that's
Jaw.
Yeah,
Denver.
Denver is literally Jokic. I think he's going to be MVP this season because, you know, they just signed Jamal Murray 2 seasons ago to a max deal, gave MPJ a max deal contract, and then he got hurt for the whole season. So it's literally just Jokic out there by himself dominating the whole league. So that's pretty cool to
that
see.
That MPJ contract was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, no, eh? Like, he didn't play for, like, three seasons, came in, had one mediocre season, and they're like, yo, here's here's $200 million. Yeah, like, dollars.
Something that makes me a little sad is to see Portland being 21 and 30.
Yeah, so this is what I'm hoping for. Like, fingers crossed. This would be a dream for a Lakers player, or Lakers fan. You guys go. You call Portland. You guys go. You guys suck. Do us a favor. Take Russell Westbrook. Give us Damian Lillard. Please.
Sounds like a dream scenario, Josh.
Dude, it is a dream scenario. It's never happened. It's been rumored every offseason. Damian Lillard wants to go to the Lakers. Nope. Never comes. He just wants to stay in Portland. But even then, he's hurt. He has I think he tore his abdomen or something. So he's been on and off.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I pulled a chest muscle once. I can't imagine.
I have him on my fantasy team, and like he's constantly like in and out. It's like he's in for two games, out for 4 weeks, and then in for a game.
That's right,
and
because he like laughs or something and re-injures himself.
Aaron, that sounds like Ryan Ellis in our fantasy league. Everyone picks him up. Oh, he played a game IR. Oh, he's on COVID. He'll be back in 2 weeks. Oh no, nothing has changed.
Yeah,
nice.
Exactly.
It's been 9 months.
Sad. Yeah, man. Like other than that, like the league's kind of just at a stalemate right now. Like Phoenix, clearly the best team in the league. Golden State, not too far behind them. Miami's been playing really good, even though Kyle Lowry's out for a little bit.
Love you, Kyle.
They're very deep. The Raptors, another surprising team this year. I thought they were definitely going to miss the playoffs, but
yeah, they might be the 8 or the play-in.
I think they're going to make play-in. I think Boston and Atlanta are better than them, but
I agree.
You know, I have one friend who's a Raptors fan who disagrees. You know, he thinks that because they beat Chicago Bulls one night that they're the best team in the league. Oh, it's kind of crazy.
That's how it works.
Like me.
Pretty much, yeah. He's pretty much you of the Raptors. It's kind of... Actually, you know what? That's most Raptors fans, though.
Yeah, Raptors fans are annoying. I'm a Raptors fan, and I think they're annoying.
At least they won a championship recently.
But you know what? You know what my dad came on? I completely agreed with him. There's a couple reasons. I just can't watch basketball. The game...
Super team thing?
The game doesn't matter until the fourth quarter.
Okay, so in theory though, that's literally, I had this argument with someone once, and they're like, well, it doesn't matter until the last 5 minutes, but that's literally every sport. Because in any sport, you can go up 5 goals in the first period in hockey, and then by the end of the game, it can be 5-5.
It's true. Yeah, but like,
so if you're going to play a sport, why don't you play 5 minutes of the sport, or just play games of 21?
Okay,
or like hockey, play
I
up
understand,
to 3 goals.
I understand your point.
You know what I mean? Like,
I understand your point, but
that would be a fun way of having a league.
I understand your point.
First wins.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, no, just do that.
I understand your point. But the difference with hockey is, I'll say the difference with sports that aren't as excessive. And NFL, I've been seeing it too, where it's sort of coming down. And just for the postseason, it's sort of been coming down in the last quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It just has been because the team's so close. But the difference is in hockey, since the margin of points is so much lower, you know, you score a goal, one, you know?
Yeah.
It can be closer and a tighter game for longer. And
but same as basketball.
You can never say the same thing for any sport, though.
But basketball, like, think about it like this, though, because then all you have to do is, so you got to score, like, one goal is worth 1 point, right? Basketball, it's literally like one basket, it's 2 points. So it's like if you're up 10 with five to play, it's going to be easier to close that gap just because the points are valued a little bit different. That's all it is.
Yeah, I guess.
I like how the pace in basketball is really high. Like, I think teams are playing at an all-time pace with, like, 120 possessions a game or something crazy. You're never out of it until, like, I'd say the last 3 minutes.
That's the other thing I don't like about basketball. How almost every single possession ends in a basket.
That's just how talented they are, though.
Yeah, but
like, go watch college basketball, and you will not see that.
No, I agree.
You know what I mean? It's just that's how good NBA players are compared to the rest of the world.
But I also like the fact that, you know, and I think that's why, like, Greg... I think we'll both agree that watching one team blow out another team in the National Football League kind of sucks. It's boring.
Yeah.
Because you just know no matter what, the other team's not getting a stop. They're just not. Like, you know, Josh Allen is throwing that 40-yarder every time kind of thing. So, I don't know. I think that's what I kind of cherish about hockey, where, you know, every possession is different. Every single one. They're all different.
But that's where basketball, it's like if you're a big fan like me, every possession is different because you can point out all the different plays they're running, all the different sets they're coming down and doing, how the defense is attacking them differently every time down the court. Like, it's a very intricate game that people kind of sleep on, I find.
Man, we're having a hot topic before our hot topic, man. This is crazy. No,
we're just having a discussion about...
it's just a little chat with the fellas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy.
Yeah. All right, well, have we covered everything?
Yeah, pretty much, man. Yeah. NBA is kind of understands. The only thing I'll point out is that all the people are saying Andrew Wiggins isn't an all-star. He's an all-star. Because no one can give me a better forward than him in the Western Conference.
Really?
Yeah, there's no one.
Still don't think LeBron. I agree, Jokic? But I don't think he's great still.
No, he's not great, yeah. But I just mean, like, when you look at all the other teams, no one has a good
compared
forward.
Compared to all the other forwards, that, like
you,
it's
you guys want to see like Rudy Gobert in the as an all-star starter?
No, I don't.
I don't want to see him in the all-star game.
No,
he's
I don't.
Boring. He's boring.
All right, let's. We're going to throw out your break, and when we come back, we're actually going to have a couple of hot topics for you. And then a little bit, is there anything to update in the UFC? Or
yeah, man.
All right, and the UFC update.
Some crazy stuff with Ngannou.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Press Box on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back to the Press Box. I'm Tyler Sear, joined by Aaron Zerfus, Greg Avgropoulos, and Josh Bagrat-Segay. Before we get into our hot topic, Josh, UFC update. Oh.
Yes, sir. So the UFC update, big news. Henry Cejudo has re-entered the USADA testing pool, which is massive because he's been going on Twitter talking a lot of crap about the current 145 champion, Alexander Volkanovski. So hopefully he can get back in, make 145. That'll be a very interesting fight. Also, the UFC will be suing Ngannou. I don't know the exact details, but
what?
They're going to be suing him. Yeah, it's kind of a big thing right now because
what for?
I'm trying to find that exact thing, but I know they're suing him. Anyways, they're suing him. A lot of people are hating on it because, you know, he's a massive superstar in the UFC, and there's people are like, you know, they'll never. Like, the NBA will never sue LeBron. NHL will never sue McDavid. Those types of things. It's kind of crazy. Dana White, I love you, but you're kind of a scumbag. No. And this upcoming weekend, we get the fight between Sean Strickland and Jack Hermanson for the 185 division. That'll be kind of an interesting fight. Hermanson's really struggled with a lot of strikers, where Sean Strickland just loves to talk during his fight. So that'll be kind of a fun little banger coming our way.
Is that the guy who was in the octagon and was like, come on, hit me. I'll give you a chance. Come on.
Yeah, he's kind of crazy. There's a lot of things I could say about him, but those I can definitely not say on air.
He's what, a psychopath?
He's a psycho, but no, there's like a lot of other things. He's just, I don't know, man. Just go check his Twitter out if you ever want to see some weird stuff. He's just a weirdo.
Okay.
But good fighter, say the least. And then 2 weeks, we get Izzy and Whitaker and Derek Lewis tied to Ivasa. We'll talk more about that next week. But yeah, that's all for the UFC quick minute.
Boom. Thank you. All right. We're going to get to our hot topic, and then we might throw our thoughts in on these new NHL All-Star jerseys.
Why?
Well, you know what? That's what my thought is. Why? But anyway, what's our hot topic, boys?
Worst sports franchise ever.
Yeah, I got a good one. Ready? The Sacramento Kings.
Oh.
Those guys are garbage.
Yeah.
They've been garbage. They had, like, literally at the start of 2000s, they had a little bit of a run, but the refs screwed them and they didn't make the finals. But then since then, I don't think they've had a single season over 500, which is kind of crazy. Yeah, I think another team, I would say Detroit Lions.
Took mine.
They're pretty tragic.
They're terrible.
Yeah, they are really bad.
They've been to playoffs like three times in like the last, I don't even, maybe two times in like the last, geez, I don't even know. It's been like more than 20 years.
Spent a year living in Detroit and as dreary and that sounds, bad town as
yeah, I was about to say, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
They love their team, though. Worse. I don't know why they like
hey, you know what? It wouldn't be bad now, though, with that self-defense guy.
Yeah.
Anyone else have any bad, like, what is this? I'm the only one?
T-Wolves? Pitching?
Yeah, Minnesota. Like, hey, you know, they,
I feel like there's some hope now.
Yeah, now. But for a long time, they're pretty bad, man. Think about it like this.
I'm not a big basketball fan.
You know what's crazy is that they had the chance to draft Stephen Curry, but instead they drafted Johnny Flynn, who's no longer in the NBA, and Ricky Rubio. Over top. It was like those two, Steph Curry. And it was just like, boys, what? But yeah, no, they're atrocious. At least Flip Sanders and his family has a good legacy in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Love them. I've got a couple.
Another one, I'll just throw a jab at Tyler. the Sens.
Probably.
Pretty tragic.
Well, I you can't really. In 2017, we went to the conference finals. We've just been having a rough couple years. So you can't really see crappy franchise.
Well, for right now, the Senators might be one of the worst.
I don't know. I was going to say the New York Jets.
Stealing all of Greg. That's crazy.
Greg,
what do I choose now? Those are my two picks.
Washington football team. The Pittsburgh
Steelers.
They
don't have a team name, to be fair.
Oh, no, you know what? There's a good one. The Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah, they're...
And you know what? I just got this list, and there's a couple teams on there that are like I wouldn't consider there anymore. The Kansas City Royals, the Phoenix Suns, and the Minnesota Wild actually are on this list, too.
Well, I haven't been around long enough.
I was actually checking the list.
Phoenix...
And, like, if you put the Wild
there, I don't even know who else is there? You know who else is there? The Florida Panthers. No, because the Blue Jackets swept the Lightning.
Yeah, the Wild made it to the conference finals, 2003.
Yeah,
2003.
Phoenix Suns went to
that
like
that was 20. That was like what? 20 years ago.
Yeah, but what is Columbus?
They yeah, swept the they swept the Lightning like 2 years ago.
Different organizations. Minnesota has like objectively done better. Than
well, them. I will say I think this is 2 years old because Florida's on this list. So
here's a sneaky one.
But I was checking this one just to make sure that Ottawa isn't on that list. I'll be completely honest. There's a lot of MLS teams that are like really bad. The New York Mets as well, even though they've been dipping their toes in terms of buying free agents recently. And yeah,
sneaky one, Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah,
they've had good teams, but
they're so weird. Like 1 year they're really really good, and then the next year they're terrible, and then the next year they're really really good again.
Yeah,
like. I don't know what it is.
Like, and if you're a fan of that team, do you...
You know, you
I'll
know,
also...
This that. List has the Islanders on it at 18.
They're a dynasty.
I will also throw in the New Orleans Pelicans, formerly known as the Charlotte Bobcats.
Oh.
They had the worst season in NBA history, going, I think it was 8-56. It was pretty atrocious that season.
You know, I want to say the Tampa Bay Rays, but they made the World Series, did they not? No, they didn't. They didn't make the World Series. They got.
I don't know.
They got. They were a first round knockout.
They did make the World Series.
They did?
Yeah, recently.
Recently, but
the Dodgers.
Another thing is.
Oh, that was 2 years ago. You're right.
This is my thing, though. Is like just because you make it to the finals or the conference finals 1 year doesn't mean you can't still be a bad franchise.
Columbus
you know?
Is on this list at 22.
That's what I'm saying. The Sens. Like their last appearance was like 2006.
The Falcons.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not terrible.
I will say the National Hockey League is the hardest league to get there.
What?
To get good?
To get to the finals.
Oh.
Would you agree or disagree with me? Where would you say?
I mean, I think it's football just because it's one game and you're out. Like, it's in the playoffs. I mean,
again, it's one game and you're in.
Yeah, but like
exactly.
Like,
I like the
like,
Bengals
like, versus the NHL.
There's definitely
to make it up.
No, but there's definitely. But Greg, there's definitely somebody out there who's going to argue that the Bengals are there because of luck. Like that's the thing in hockey. There is no luck factor. You have to win four games.
That's
four times.
There's literally a stat called Corsi that is proven that it's
no,
more of a lucky sport.
I know,
sport.
But it's still. I still think it's harder because you have to win four games four times.
But you can do the same thing in the NBA. I think it's more comes down to the best team will always win for the most part. But I think to say that hockey isn't relying on luck and stuff, I think that's kind of cap.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I think there's definitely more luck in the NFL.
We've seen playoff series in hockey where bounces win the series. Like it's just like it could be 1-0 and a team wins a series just because of like a bounce off like a stanchion or something like that or like a weird bounce off a player and it goes into the net. Like stuff like that happens all the time versus like I mean, basketball, the lucky stuff happens too, but I mean...
Yeah, but let me ask you this. If the Kansas City Chiefs played the Cincinnati Bengals in a seven-game series, are the Bengals winning that series?
Probably not.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean anything, though, because one game in your own, as I said, it's harder to win because if you have one bad game, which happens to teams all the time, you're out. Versus NHL, NBA, you have seven chances to win four games. Like, it's like, if you have more chances to win, does that not make it easier to get there?
Because you can always go back and look at the tape, see what you did wrong that game, readjust, figure out matchups, all that stuff. Where like
you can't look forward to next week.
I still think it would be harder to win, man. I still think it would be harder to win.
That's fine. That's your opinion, but I'm saying I disagree.
Aaron, what's your opinion?
I got a little bit confused as to what my opinion was, not going to lie. Definitely less lock in the NHL just because more games, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to lose a game on a coin toss.
No, I agree.
So.
Or a crappy overtime rule.
Yeah. So, like, I get that. At the same time, like, it does suck getting, you know, losing a game on a coin toss, as some of us might know, but...
That was a slight... That was a very subtle big gut punch. Stab. All right, go on.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think hockey is harder. More physically draining. It's like 28 extra games. I don't know. I got a little turned around.
Oh, for the playoffs, you mean? Yeah. I thought you meant regular season. I was like,
well,
nah, the regular season is like
here.
60-something
I've got a
games.
List here. I just looked up the five most difficult sports trophies to win, and the... it looks like the first one is the FIFA World Cup. The second is the Stanley Cup. Right behind it is the Vince Lombardi, so the Super Bowl. Oh, no, the Stanley Cup's first, sorry. The FIFA World Cup is third. The Commissioner's Trophy, which is the World Series, is fifth. And then the Triple Crown. What's the Triple Crown?
Well, yeah, first off, it got to be a horse.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, that if we're talking about luck...
No.
Really? Are you serious?
What?
Right? Training a horse is definitely tough.
Well, you have to train a horse,
right?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about right now? Yeah. Right sport?
I guess so. I guess so. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Because it's all about which horse...
I guess gambling on it is luck.
Yes.
Well, gambling.
Gambling in general is pretty much luck.
Yeah.
But the Stanley Cup is number one.
So I don't gamble anymore because I went 4-for-5 on my UFC fights and I was depressed.
It says the
so close. Yeah,
it says the competition level during the Stanley Cup playoffs gets exponentially more difficult and exciting. Players know that every team that qualifies for this postseason has a chance of winning the cup regardless of how they did during the regular season. Once you make the playoffs, all bets are off. The first team to 16 wins gets to host the Stanley Cup. Any team can get hot and make a run at the finals, whether it be through an impressive scoring streak or a goalie that catches fire at the right time. I want to read the Vince Lombardi one. It says, when teams are fortunate enough to make it to the NFL playoffs, the margin for error shrinks down to almost nothing. So, Greg, you are
zilch.
You have a point. Unlike all the aforementioned sports, the NFL postseason is single elimination, one and done. A team can have a perfect season and enter the playoffs with no losses to their name, but one bad game and it's all over. That's the thing about the NFL. Teams can go years without making the playoffs, but one good season is all it takes.
Yep. That being NBA said, is easy to win because it's just best team, literally best team in basketball will win the trophy every time.
Yeah, which is I agree. Yeah, the basketball is probably out of the four major sports. I think it's probably the easiest to win.
Basketball?
Yeah. Just because if you have a good team assembled, you guys are going to win the championship. Yeah. It doesn't matter. True. It's simple.
And I think it's even easier now with the whole super team thing and the players basically running the league.
I think that makes it a little harder. If you have a few different super teams in both conferences, it'll make it more of a banger matchup.
No, but what I mean,
no matter what, the best team will always win in basketball.
I think you have.
Way to put it.
I think you have more control as a player to give yourself the best chance to win. Whereas,
absolutely,
in like the National Hockey League,
Shout
you're
LeBron
only
for that
limited
one.
To so many things, right? Like you say you're a free agent. Like I guess Claude Drew, for example. We were having an argument about Claude Drew the other day. You know, he wants to get traded to a team that's going to win a Stanley Cup, but that's basically all he can do, right? I mean, there's nothing else he can do. Whereas Braun can basically assemble the team all on his own. I mean,
yeah, but LeBron, like, so the GM is different though because he's the only player that can do that. But no, LeBron went through a very long process to get NBA players their rights to do whatever they feel like because they are the product, right? And this is what he's trying to get other sports to do this too, is that like the owners don't actually own you, they own the team, but like you're the product, so you're the draw to everything. So he wants people to be able to freely go where they want, go live where they want to be able to, and just make the most money possible. And the NBA has done that now. And I mean, yeah, it sucks that you can go watch these guys assemble a super team, but this new generation of players, I don't think they want to do that. I think they all just want to compete and create their own legacy, which is pretty cool.
All right. Well, but we still haven't answered the question of who the worst franchise in history is. Are we gonna can I ask a different hot topic? Who is the?
Oh, we're switching it up. Holy whoa!
Wow. Two hot topics.
Who is the worst franchise in sports history that is currently not playing?
that's like no longer a thing.
Yeah, the Charlotte they've Bobcats, lost their dude. Team
yeah, I agree.
Because they were a terrible
the Charlotte Bobcats.
Now, are we going with teams that relocated? Because the Bobcats turned into the Pelicans. Because in which case, Quebec, the Nordiques.
No, you can't say that.
But like,
the cup as they have is like 2 years later.
I don't know. Like, no, what teams just no longer exist?
They treated their organization like crap. Well, you're looking at the Golden Seals, eh?
California Golden Seals. That was a joke from the start. And it's a joke at the end.
And I kind of want to choose that Pelicans one specific
organization
year.
Is pretty tragic.
Wasn't there one year where the New York Islanders had a fraud owner?
Probably.
I don't know.
Sounds legit.
Sounds like an Islanders thing.
So rumor has it the Tampa Bay Lightning were a money laundering front for the Kazuya back in the day. What was a Japanese mafia?
Yakuza.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. Probably all fake.
Probably just conspiracy theory.
Very fun to read into.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those rabbit holes where you go down here.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
Conspiracy theory is always fun to do. Whenever you read those.
Hey, guys, you know what sucks? Your mics were off. So
fix it in post.
Yeah, if it sounds a little bit...
You're fired, Ty.
If this segment has sounded a little bit iffy... Yeah, the mics weren't on.
Blame Tyler. It wasn't our fault.
Yeah, I completely admit it's my fault. Unfortunate. Sorry, guys.
It's not okay.
But hey, you know what? Let's get heated. Let's get heated. All-star jerseys. You guys want to talk about all-star jerseys? How do you guys feel about the NHL all-star jerseys? Have you guys seen them?
I don't really care, only because I don't watch the all-star game, because I think it's just stupid. So
it's fan service.
I don't get that. Why do you think that?
Why would I want to watch it? It's just a bunch of guys that are out there. I get the whole superstar aspect of it. Like, you see all these big guys going to the All-Star game, but they're just going there and they're not trying. They're not doing anything. It's not fun to watch. They're just not trying.
But now they do try because there is a reward at the end. But there's only a certain level of trying.
They're not going 100%.
Let me finish. No. Right? There's only a certain level of trying. I completely agree with you. Like, I think they're going like 75%.
I think it's less.
But still, I think it's awesome.
I mean, I don't watch an All-Star game for any
sport, but I do agree with you. I think it would be cooler to go to an All-Star game rather than just watch it on TV. I think that would be more fun.
I don't think I'd do that either, to be honest.
I like the skills competition better than the actual game.
Yeah, the same with the NBA.
That's not
I'd rather watch the three-point competition. Yeah. Like, I don't watch the Sunday game. It's boring.
Yeah, so the NBA, it's a three-pointer, and then the NHL was always the breakaway challenge, but they got rid of that. Well,
hold up. It's more the dunk contest. I just like watching the three-point competition because Steph Curry pops off whenever he's in it. But the dunk contest is more fun to watch.
It's been awful the last few years, though.
The breakaway challenge was awesome.
When they used to, like, or whatever.
You had to get voted. Yeah, you could do whatever you want. I thought that was so cool.
Yeah,
that there were some really good ones. The Kane. There were some really good ones at the All-Star game here in Ottawa. The Patrick Kane, the one where he took a shot and the puck exploded.
Oh, was that a Superman thing?
Yeah, that was
classic.
As well as Corey Perry and his little hockey mini stick.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
It's gone down in quality, not gonna lie. I think they need to revamp their system again. Like, the 3-on-3 was fun for a bit, but let's just go back to 5-on-5 or do something different.
Also,
the fact that it's a fan vote and, like, a player from every team has to go.
I think it's a stupid format. I understand it.
It's a money thing more than anything, but, like, yeah,
these
if
are
it
fire,
was an
right?
actual.
These are ugly, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
what are
the
you
NBA,
talking about?
The NBA jerseys. Look at this. So these, the ones over here, the colorful ones, those are for the celebrity game. The actual All-Star game ones are horrendous, bro.
They look like practice jerseys.
Literally, they look like pennies. They look like reversibles. How do you guys put in more time to your celebrity jerseys than the actual game jerseys, bro?
Yeah, those look terrible.
They're ugly. But the NBA is doing a little bit of a NHL grab where they're doing the Rising Stars game is now going to be a tournament between... the teams. So it's going to be like 7 players on each team.
I wish the National
like
Hockey
something.
Did that. Last year was they had a women's game. That was awesome because they were trying.
Yeah.
That was a great game.
Really, they want more money, bro.
Didn't watch.
I watched the women's game, and I personally thought the women's game was a lot better than the actual game itself. It was quite fantastic. I wish the NHL would do a Young Stars kind of thing. You know, players that have only been in the league for 2-ish years, the best players that have been in the league for the last 2-3 years, rookies, sort of players like Kirill and Tim and Shane Pinto and who else?
A whole lot of
Lafreniere, Quentin Byfield. I want to see those guys. But I want to see
like,
them.
What's a cutoff? Because Kirill is a step above.
He's a star. He's not a. Yeah. He's not like a young guy.
Yeah, he's but I mean, put up 100
let
points.
Let me ask you this,
year.
Josh.
Yeah.
In the NBA, in the Young Stars game,
close to it.
What is it? What is the cutoff? Do you have to be a rookie?
Rookie sophomore.
Rookie sophomore?
Yeah, so it used to be called the rookie sophomore
first
game.
Second year, right?
And then, and then it switched to USA versus World. That was their last 2 years.
So you can have somebody who's like 24 and it's their first year in the league?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I don't see anything wrong with having Kirill in there.
No, I mean, even if it's his first year, like, he's a superstar. He's not like a rookie type player, you know what I mean? Like,
so he just plays in both.
But think about it. Like, there was a year Luka and Trey played in both games. Like, it's up to the players, really. Like, they can deny playing in the Rising Stars Challenge if they don't want to.
Yeah.
But it's up to them. Like, once you get to that level, if you're your second year, you're probably going to play in the All-Star game rather than the Rising Stars game. But, like, Luka did both. So it's like, it's up to you, really.
Yeah.
Same thing. I think Anthony Davis did that.
Listen, I get it. I'm very biased, but watching him, Tim Stutzla, do press is the funniest thing in the world. Because he can barely speak English, and he's German, and he's constantly laughing. Like, there's players like that. Lafreniere, he's so just dead. Like, I don't know. I'd like to see some character out of these guys, because you don't get to see some character out of them.
I think hockey interviews are the funniest.
Oh, yeah.
And,
DJ Smith is saying, like, clear your throat. Guys.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Or what, John Tavares is like,
literally, it's every interview is so funny.
There's no emotion, I love it.
He
never smiles, it's so funny.
I think it was a great game. And then Jason Spezza is like,
Jason Spezza is great, so funny. He's a good interview.
Yeah. Right, well, we're going to throw it to a break, and when we come back, we're just going to outro this, and thanks for listening to the show, guys. Welcome back to the Press Box. It's funny that I'm saying welcome back because this is actually the outro. Is there anything last thing that we want to touch on? Hopefully.
Suns are still bad.
Suns are bad. Wild are good.
Kings are good.
Leafs are good.
Leafs are good.
Suns suck.
Until, you know.
Tyler's a bandwagon for liking the Rams.
That's a good point.
This is an outro. It's not destroying Tyler time. Come on,
I think this should be our outro.
I mean, to be honest, every minute of the show is kind of destroyed Tyler time.
You know what? At least nobody talked about Chelsea, okay? And you can't talk about Chelsea because they're
care.
Like amazing.
It's because we don't care.
Yeah, because none of us watch soccer.
I'm so jealous of you, Aaron, that you got to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really want to go.
It's cool. Good time. Got down to the pitch.
Yeah.
Well, Ty, you got a job. Save
it's
up,
real.
Buddy.
It's like, how high is the pitch? Like how? It's like a mound of sand, basically.
What?
Like, were you on the actual pitch?
I think so. I think we were up the... Or no, we just got down to, like, the lower...
But, like, the edges go up. That's how thick the field is.
Yeah.
Like it's actually that high. Looks really high on TV.
I don't really know what you're talking about.
Once again, none of us watch soccer, so we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Man, you guys are kind of missing out.
I used to play FIFA.
So do I.
I love playing FIFA.
Yeah, it's a good game.
FIFA's such a good game.
Mm-hmm. Probably the best sports game out there. Yeah.
Sponsor us.
No, not the best sports game out there.
What do you think is?
Nothing from EA, which is unfortunate.
Well, yeah, I didn't say EA is a good company, but I'm just saying that's probably the best sports game. It's the most realistic.
Backyard baseball?
That's a
those,
good one.
Those are good. Yeah. You know, my personal NBA Street, go to game.
FIFA Street, that was unreal.
Never played FIFA Street. Played NFL Street, that one was
fun.
You just got body bands into the wall.
I don't know if you'll consider this as a sports game, but Skate 3 was awesome.
Love Skate. Yo, they're coming out with a new one.
Yeah, and I'm so not excited.
Might have to get a PS5 for that.
I'm not excited because it's still made by EA Play. Or it's still made by EA, so it might be a really pay-to-play game, and I don't want to have that.
Jesus.
I don't want to have a pay-to-play game.
Oh, it's pay-to-play?
I hope not. Like I'm about to go off on EA
because they're garbage.
That's
but.
What like FIFA and like NHL
FIFA,
and all
Madden,
that
NHL
do.
Is all the same with
it's
that
pay
stuff.
To play. It's Hockey Ultimate Team. That's what it is. Like they don't care about the
unless
offline.
You grind your absolute teeth out trying to get do challenges and get like good players.
And then the next
I
year
I
comes.
Tried
exactly.
And like you'll get there. You'll get there.
But at the end of the year,
it doesn't take long to have a solid team. But it takes a very long time to have a very good team.
For all you my team players on 2K, stop playing. Wait till the end of the year.
Go take a shower.
Wait till the end of the year when they just release all the broken cards because that's when it's worth it. And then you rip packs and then you're guaranteed 12 really good cards in your first 12 packs.
And then every card is cheap too on the auction.
Yeah, exactly. Just stop. Guys, stop wasting your money. Also, just boycott 2K.
Yeah, it's a terrible
Do
game.
It.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, guy, I play it, but.
Yeah, this guy texted me one day. He's on the boycott with me. He just texted, yo, I caved and bought 2K. And I was just like, God.
It was on sale. It was like $23.
Don't matter, dude. That's $23 terribly spent.
I agree.
$23 now?
I agree, but I still play it with my friends, though.
I still think 2K is more successful than NHL.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah, because it's not an EA game, and also it's because it's the only basketball game. So if you want to play a basketball video game,
doesn't
the only
EA place actually have
NBA
one?
Live,
they did.
Dude.
They did. And so they had NBA Live like 10, and then they stopped making it, and then they brought it back in like, was it 18? 18, 19? And then it was garbage, and then they were like, yeah, we're not doing this anymore. And then 2K was just like, Monopoly. Ooh,
we don't need to try.
But yeah, all the, you know, Ronnie 2K.
The cops are
bad
on
word to
us
you,
now.
Mike Wong. Bad word to you, all you guys. Anyways, all
right. Well, you've been listening to
the
press box. I'm
father.
Tyler Sear, joined by Aaron Surface, Greg Avgaropoulos, and Josh McGrath. Second, that's right. We had a full show. Be sure to listen to us on Raiders Own CKDJ on Friday. I don't know the date. What February date? That would be the 4th, right? I think so. I believe so. Yeah, today's the 1st, so it would be the 4th. 4th okay, February. Yeah. There's the Nepean Raiders game in Navin. At 7:30, and on the Sunday there's a 2:30 game between the Carlton Place Canadiens and the Nepean Raiders. So tune into that. That'll be on CKDJ 107.9. I'll have the call for you. And other than that, we'll see you next week. Bye bye.